Welcome back to the episode of the IC Pixels podcast. This is David.
This is Anthony.
And you're joining us online, I mean, live from our remote location at Chick-fil-A, you said?
Chick-fil-A parking lot, yeah.
It's on the scene. We travel to the destinations to bring you the latest in design news and information.
So the latest at Chick-fil-A is that if you park right in front of the store between the drive-through, I mean, in the parking lot that's between the drive-through line and the store, then you're probably going to be stuck there for a while.
No.
And that's my latest on design. Why did they make it like that?
It's set up so like you're like, well, I might as well go get some chicken.
Yeah, it's like, oh, got my food from inside. Now I've got to back out into the drive-through line that is now wrapped around the building. It wasn't like that when I first got here.
Oh, well. Well, I know I used to work in fast food and stuff like that. It ebbs and flows, so you'll be able to leave at some point. So let's hurry up and get this episode knocked out. Thanks for everybody that's tuning in. This episode, we wanted to talk about a couple things. I guess the first thing we wanted to talk about was Kobe, because that's what everyone else is talking about. I know there's a lot of people that think he's like the best player of all time and stuff. What is your opinion?
I don't care. Is that a fair answer? I don't know. I mean, I don't have a strong opinion. I mean, I can't say I was like, I was never a Laker fan.
Yeah, I was never a Laker fan. I want to say like when Kobe started playing, like when he was a rookie and stuff like that, I was still kind of watching basketball and paying attention. But then I want to say like in his heyday, I was not paying any attention.
Yeah.
So I remember when he retired, like, so his heyday, let's say, well, like, you know, last 5 years, 5 to 7 years of his career, I was not paying attention.
Yeah, I would agree with that too. And it's not even like I don't like basketball. I just,
I don't have nothing against the Lakers. I'm not a Lakers fan, but I don't have nothing against them. Well, I also went to high school with some very strong Lakers fans. And
that probably turned me off.
Yeah, that probably turned me off of them. But just like when he was in his heyday, I was working on a master's degree and doing other stuff. So I was not watching basketball at all. Like I might watch. No, I didn't even watch the finals because usually that was in the summer. And so I was doing other stuff. So, well, the finals are always in the summer. So, yeah, I missed out because I remember when he retired. They had like on Facebook, they were showing like all these highlight reels of him. And I was like, oh my goodness, he was kind of right. I mean, I knew he was good, but I just didn't watch. So,
I would put it like this. I was never a fan of the Bulls. I was never a fan of the Lakers. I was never a fan of the Cavs or the Heat.
So what teams are you a fan of? It seems like you just don't like winners.
I always went for the underdog. So, I mean, I don't know. It's like one of those things I always respected the people. I mean, like, I respected Jordan. You know, I respected Kobe. Respected, you know, LeBron and everything. But, you know, I'm always going for the underdog. So, I mean, that's why I started liking the Warriors. But I guess technically they stopped being the underdog after a while.
Yeah.
But I don't know. I still thought of them as the underdog, even though they were dominating. But I don't know. Whatever.
All right, so what was our topic, design related to Kobe?
Oh, well, you know, I mean, rest in peace. You know, tragic. I mean, we don't want to bring the mood down too much, but we kind of wanted to talk about just the concept of, first let's talk about, people were talking about, like, changing the logo to using Kobe as the new NBA logo.
Mm-hmm. Well, I saw they were talking about using Kobe and his daughter, like some picture of them together or some kind of way as a logo.
All right. Well,
or using Kobe as a logo. Yeah. I don't have a problem either way. To me, it doesn't matter. I'm not bothered by it, let's say.
Yeah. I mean, I understand that it's like, all right, let's get somebody that, you know, is doing a little bit more with the basketball than the current logo. You know?
Yeah. I can respect that. Because the current logo is not representative of what you will see if you watch a basketball game.
that's not what you see right now. So, I mean, I'm all on board for that. I mean, and I have done zero research on this, but I heard that Jerry West, he doesn't even want to be the logo anyway.
Hmm.
He doesn't care. But yeah, I wouldn't have a problem with it. I do think the rush to do things now is kind of weird. It's like one of those things. I mean, I understand on a certain level, but you know, something crazy happens, something tragic happens, and you want to rush and commemorate and do, you know, make all these sweeping like big things, like do this now, and just to make it's kind of. I would say this is kind of in a way less about the person and more about you. Honestly,
yeah,
you want to feel better, so you want to do these things, and you know,
or you feel bad for not enjoying the person while you could or whatever, and so you're like, yeah, let's do all this for them, and it's like, no, they were great. You know, like, there's nothing wrong with commemorating them, but like, it's not gonna make them. They're not gonna notice any of this.
Yeah, I mean, and it's, you know, it's kind of like. You know, I mean, and I think for a lot of people, it's like, okay, well, there's nothing I can do that, you know, not like I can reach out to the family, you know, nobody's going to see it. So it's like, oh, this is my way of doing something. I mean, I understand the sentiment. I do think I would, you know, especially the rush to do it, like, hey, let's make this decision now. You know, we lost them like yesterday, so let's decide this today. It's like, all right, take a step back, you know.
Yeah, take some. So, I would say from a design perspective, I'd be curious what they were proposing, like what silhouette of him or him and his daughter or whatever they were proposing to you.
Not him and his daughter. That's just, I didn't see that one, but no. Come on.
I don't know. It'd be nice, but I do feel like it's very, very, very specific to one situation. But either way, I think if you were to have to change the logo, it could be a significant change because right now the logo is very horizontal. I mean, very vertical because Jerry West didn't really have them handles like that. So he couldn't hit you with the cross. Uh-huh. He was just going to stand up straight and kind of dribble to the side or whatever.
Yeah.
And so, I don't know. I mean, even if like you switched it to like somebody going up for a dunk or something like that, I feel like you would have to make some changes in the logo because it's not just a person basically standing up straight or nearly straight. It's someone kind of doing more movement.
Yeah, I saw a couple of people were mocking up examples and stuff like that. I saw some that I would be like, oh, I mean, that's fine. Like one was kind of the same similar position to Jerry West, but it was kind of, you know, with a little more
swag
flavor.
Yeah,
you could say, yeah. you could feel the ancestors in it.
Yeah.
A little bit, but I mean, I saw some. I was like, oh yeah, that wouldn't be bad. It didn't even look drastically different, honestly.
Mm-hmm.
It's like one of those things that changed it. You'll be like, wait, is that different? It's like, that's different. His leg wouldn't, you know, it wouldn't be like a what, you know, drastic, you know, kind of thing or whatever. I mean, you know, I wouldn't do him and his daughter because that's, yeah, you know, yeah, no.
I think it would be nice to use him. I don't have a problem with it, but I think. And I know we've talked about this a little bit before, but for an organization as big as the NBA and the amount of things that that logo is on, you have to think carefully about that. And I'm sure they don't make just like spur of the moment changes, like, oh, somebody died, let's change it.
Yeah, I mean, that's like a huge sweeping thing. I saw 2 Chainz posted one, and he said he was going to get a tattoo of it.
Mm-hmm.
I was like, okay, cool, that's fine. I don't have a problem with that. But yeah, I mean, as an organization of that size, it's not something you can just do with a petition, you know?
Yeah.
It's like, I get it. Totally get it. I mean, and if you're serious about it, like, I mean, I don't know why I know people have brought it up before, changing the logo and stuff like that. I don't know who they're proposing at the time. And I think, you know, I don't think anybody would be bad about it, but I kind of don't like associating the change of the logo with, you know,
with death or tragedy or whatever.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, yeah, I understand, you know, people were like retiring, you know, jerseys and things like that. And, I mean, I totally get that, you know, people were, you know, players were taking like, you know, 24 second violations and 8 second timeouts and stuff, to commemorate him and stuff like that. And it's like that. I understand that kind of stuff means a lot and everything, but some of the vast organizational changes on the on the back of it just seems, it's like, just give it a moment, give it give it some time. Let's not let the reason be that we're changing it be because of death. Make it be because of his contribution,
right?
Not because if you weren't thinking about it before, you just suddenly like, oh no, let's use him. It's like, all right, come on.
Yeah, I'd be curious what the people that were pushing for it before would say about it, because that would be, they're maintaining the same energy. They're not like, oh, he died, okay, now let's switch it. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, because I don't know who they were pushing before. I mean, you can't use the Jordan logo, of course.
Yeah, I would. Jordan's cool, but the
Shaq logo. But yeah,
I don't know. I think that's an interesting discussion, and I think it'll be interesting to see if they change it, how they change it and how drastic it is and stuff like that. I don't expect it to be drastic, because I mean, like, if you think about any of the other major sports organizations, most of them logos haven't changed basically in my lifetime that I'm aware of. They might have made subtle changes that, you'd have to go back and look at that history of the logo type of situation, but most of them have not changed drastically in my lifetime. They've updated it maybe like, oh, now we got the drop shadow. Like in the early 2000s, they might have hit them with some drop shadow and some gradients, but then it went back to old school, like, flat material design style or whatever. So, yeah.
Yeah.
So, what are your thoughts on people that are trying to take... Well, not just this situation, because I know one of our first episodes, or very early episodes in last year, was about Nip getting shot, and now we're talking about Kobe dying. So, what are your thoughts on people that take advantage of these situations to promote their art or their art career?
I'm very conflicted about it, because I totally get it. It's like, something happens and you're an artist. That's your voice. That's the way you deal with pain and stuff like that. You create something from it. I entirely get it. I mean, because there's some of the things that I've seen for Nipsey, I saw they were really cool. Some of the art that people were coming up with, and some of the stuff for Kobe is really cool. Mm-hmm. Because I remember when it happened, like, just a couple of days ago, and part of me was like, how long before I see the first artwork, Like, who's going to hit, who's going to be first? Because it does feel like a race to, like, get your artwork out there, get a mural up and things like that, it's not me trying to, like, disrespect people, trying to express themselves, some kind of feeling and stuff like that, but it's definitely a thing where people will make something, put it on a t-shirt, and then try to sell it. And it's like, you're not even like, I know with like Nipsey, it was like a direct thing, like, okay, you're probably donating this to his family, there's something where this is going. But it's like with Kobe, it's like they don't really need your money. You know what I mean? I know they did set up a foundation to help with, the other people that were on the helicopter and stuff like that. But I haven't seen a lot of this stuff yet, but it's just a thing where I know for a fact that it seems like some people, they're waiting for something to use it to elevate their platform. I mean, you could even say that us talking about it is a thing that, I don't think we're trying to use it to elevate our platform, but it's weird. It's a delicate thing to use. It's like you need to talk about something, you feel like impressed to express yourself in some kind of way related to something, but you turn around and sell it then.
Yeah, I feel like I understand even selling it, because people will request it, like, yo, where can I get this? So I understand it, but I think it's questionable if you do it for the purpose. Like, you went in and said, I will design something with Kobe on it. I wasn't really a fan, but he died. So I'm going to do something and then see what happens. Yeah,
have it out on the street like 2 days later and you got a price on it. Like, you can buy it here. Like, dude, chill. I mean, I haven't seen a lot of that. I haven't looked for it either. Mm-hmm. I'm just not looking for that, but I mean, I've seen it happen with other people where people were quick to, like, all right, slap them on a t-shirt, let's make a profit, where, you know, and I mean, and even in another realm, there's a guy, I don't remember his name, but it's some comedian, apparently he likes to say horrible things about people when they die, like celebrities and stuff like that, because he's like, oh, I just like, he had some kind of long paragraph about it because people were coming for him, like really coming for him.
Mm-hmm.
Because he likes to say some kind of horrible thing about people when they die. It's like, oh, I just like to take down people that are gods or whatever. I like to do. And it just becomes, it just turns into this thing where it's like, so this is about you. Entirely about you.
Yeah.
Something happened and you decided to center yourself in it. Why?
Because I'm trying to be in everything. I'm selfish.
Yeah. Yeah, that's what it turns into, ultimately. It's like, and, you know, so I think it's a delicate thing. I mean, if you are an artist or designer or something, like, you want to design something, then you can, sure, go ahead. But, you know, just be respectful about it. Don't, you know, nobody wants to see you selling it right now, you know? A year from now, you make a Kobe thing or whatever, and you're like, oh, yeah, this is cool. I want to sell it to somebody. Oh, okay. I kind of get that. But it does seem like a race. And an attention grabbing thing.
Yeah.
Because people work quick. Like, some people, I'm like, how were you? Are you just sitting around waiting for something to happen? Like, how do you have time? I had to go to work today. Like, how did you already have something, you know?
Yeah, I mean, I don't know. I think if you are a fan of a person, whoever it is, and you've already done stuff of them, like, because, like, you know, I've done stuff of Biggie because I did. I wouldn't say he was one of my favorite artists, but somebody I drew and I painted when I was in college because I was like, "Oh, Biggie, I'll do that." Yeah. So if it's March 9th, I might post something I did years ago, but I'm not trying to get you to buy it from me or anything like that. And it's something I did years ago. Like same thing with if I had been a fan of Kobe and I had drawn his picture or something like that, and then I shared it after he passed, that's fine, I think. But if I do it for the express purpose of, oh, it's going to be lit.
Oh, like, oh, he's trending right now. Let me make sure repost. yeah, it's weird.
Then I feel like you're doing it for the wrong reason. And it's...
Yeah.
I don't know. You're not like an ambulance chaser, but you kind of are. But, I mean, you're clout chasing. Because people do that too now, even like with some of the people like you see that create like little t-shirts or whatever and sell t-shirts, they'll just like, oh, what's the new Drake song? Okay, what's the hook? Put it on a t-shirt. We're selling it.
No, early.
There's plenty of people.
Yeah, I mean, you go to some kind of random festival in the city, I'm sure it'll be out there with it. I'm sure they're out here heavy with the Kobe stuff right now.
Oh, yeah, definitely. Just like a shirt with 24 on it or 23 on it or whatever. And it's like, all right, yeah, that's nice, but what you did doesn't. I don't know. I think
it's like that ain't even the Lakers' color.
Yeah. I've seen stuff like that where it's like they didn't take the time to make it good, and that's almost disrespectful to me.
Yeah, and it is because it's literally like oh, somebody else died. Okay, well, switch those numbers out. Well, you know, grab me a couple of 24s from the back. Yeah, let's move those up. You know, it's just it's kind of nasty.
Yeah.
I mean, I did a painting of Leonard Nimoy, mm-hmm. who's Spock. Yeah. But I mean, I painted it before he died and everything. But you know, when he did die, it's like, yeah, I didn't sit there and like, all right, let me put this out here. I mean, I do sell prints of it. I do that, but it wasn't, you know, when he passed, I didn't like suddenly like, oh, let me put this back out there. You know, hey, by the way, look what I did of him. Mm-hmm. You know. I don't think I did that. I don't remember.
Somebody's going to scroll back on your timeline and be like, wait a minute.
Yeah, it's just like a weird thing. It's like, I don't want to just, it's like, I don't want to be associated with that. I mean, you come across it, you know, I mean, if I share it now and then,
mm-hmm.
I mean, and I do sell it. I mean, you know.
Well, so, okay, on the same topic,
Star Trek's not bothering
what
me,
about, but. Like, so we have, when the first episode of Stranger Things came out, we made a shirt that said Black Girl Magic in the same font as Stranger Things. It's available on our website, alienmuffin.threadless.com, if you want to cop one.
Unless you work for Stranger Things, then don't go on our website.
I don't know. I've seen plenty of people with similar stuff. So
yeah,
don't come at us.
I know.
I mean, but what do you think about that where, I mean, I think it's the same situation. Like, well, it's not the same as when someone dies, but it's basically like trying to strike while the iron is hot. It's like, yo, this is popping. We might as well get to it.
Yeah.
Well, but I do feel it's different when you're trying to profit off of a negative event versus maybe something that's positive or neutral. Because, like, let's say the Spurs win the finals or whatever this year. Probably not going to happen, but whatever. Yeah. And so we come out with a new thing for some player on the Spurs, or we come out with something silver and gray or whatever, or silver, black, and gray. I don't think that's bad. I don't necessarily have a problem with you doing that. I do have a problem. I have more of a problem if you do that and it's bad. I have a even greater problem if you do that off of somebody's death and it's bad.
Yeah. Like, at least maybe.
And then I have an even three times greater problem if you do that, it's bad, and you weren't even a fan of them. Like, you're just doing it just for the clout. And then it's like, wait a minute. Because, I mean, you know what's the name says, Nori? Give them their flowers while I can smell them, and their trees while I can inhale them. So, like, if you like these people, do it while they're alive.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, I don't know, that's not always possible. You may be inspired after the fact and things like that. I mean...
Yeah, but I think there's a way to do it tastefully, and there's a way not to.
After Nipsey died. You know? But, I mean, a lot of people did. Yeah. But, yeah, there's a way to do it, and I think it's all in the intention. Because sometimes you could see some people I see, they do some artwork or something like that after something happens, and just because of I've seen how they operate, I take it as genuine, not like we're just trying to get attention for ourselves. Mm-hmm. Other people, it's like it just feels like you just want it to be first.
Yeah,
like you wanted the algorithm to pick you up first before looking for, you know, a picture to share, some artwork to, you know, just share on their timeline. You wanted to have yours done, finished, you're at in the corner, you know, everything ready so that when people share it, that they know it's you. You know, like, you wanted that to be up there. And that's the part that I'm just kind of weird about. I mean, and it's kind of a, I don't know if you can just make a blanket statement. It's like, oh, in this time period, I can tell, you know, if you do it within this time period, then I know that you're only doing it for attention. Because, you know, you don't know why people are doing it, but just make sure you're doing it for genuine reasons. You know, like, it's, I understand if you're an artist, you want to make sure you get credit for it, but I don't know, man. I don't know how to do that.
Yeah.
That isn't a blatant, make sure you look at my page, you know, it's not a blatant, hey, I'm surprised this blew up. Check out my mix. You know, like, what, you know those tweets people put up after they have a tweet go viral?
Yeah. Like, if you're like, here,
no, nobody's check reading this out. Nobody cares about the other thing you're promoting.
Yeah.
Like, I don't know. It's a delicate line. I mean, I think that's something you have to examine your own intentions in it and see how you feel about doing it at the time. Like, you know, is this, you know, you want somebody capitalizing off your passing like that, you know?
Yeah. Yeah.
But I don't know.
I wouldn't want it to happen to me, but I can understand it. And that's from a financial point of view and all that stuff. It's like, I understand why you're doing it, but do it good.
Yeah. And don't get sued by the Lakers organization or whoever, you know, whoever's, you know, brand that you're co-opting at the time, you know.
Yeah.
You don't have to get sued also. So, I mean, but, you know, by all means, if you feel impressed to create something, I'm not saying don't create something, but, you know, just, you know, not, make sure you're not profiting off of death or tragedy. That's just, this is nasty. I mean, there's ways to do it. I see people, you know, like, oh, all proceeds go to blah, blah, blah. They could be lying. I don't know. It's not up to me. But, you know, that's something they have to deal with, honestly. You know, if they're lying about that. So just find a way to make sure what your intentions are genuine and that, you know, you live your life in a genuine way so people know that your intentions are genuine. You don't have to tell people about it when you don't. that. I mean, and you know, just to kind of get off of a little bit away from that, I mean, no, it is a weird thing that, because we're talking about the Stranger Things thing. I don't remember if we talked about this once before, but as far as like intellectual property and, you know, people being quick to hop on a bandwagon, you know, that's popular. Mm-hmm. I totally get it, because I made that shirt in that font. I get it. I mean, I don't know if anybody bought it, but, you know, I get it, but also I understand the, you know, how somebody can feel like, hey, you bit directly, mm-hmm. you know? Because there's one way to do things inspired by something, and it's kind of like, oh, okay, this person that created this thing, they may see it and be like, oh, I see what you did there, haha, you know, I get it. You're still playing homage, but you're not, like, just trying to rip it and then make it your own kind of thing.
Yeah. Well, I think that's kind of goes back to what I was saying about do a good. Like, if you just literally buy a ton of yellow shirts and get a number 24 printed on it in yellow, I mean, in purple, then... you're trash, and you're just it's just a money grab. You're not even like paying homage, because it's just like let's say like I show up at your funeral and I'm like, yeah man, he was the greatest guy, but I don't really even know you and we never really talked or anything like that, then it's like,
yeah,
you're lying. You didn't even try to make it seem like you cared. And so I think that's the same thing. So yeah, that's what I mean by do a good job. If you're gonna do it, make sure it's good. And I've seen people, like, so I've gotten several shirts from this company. I'm trying to remember the name of it. But they do, like, hip-hop inspired t-shirts and stuff like that, where, like, they may put, like, so I have one shirt. It says, it's that Biggie verse, things that make you smile, what number's a dial? And it's from some song. I don't remember exactly. But anyway, I like the shirt because they took, like, a popular hip-hop song or whatever, put some lyrics on there in a nice way, put a good design to it, and then they sold it. Of course they're making money off of it, of course they're paying homage to like Biggie and like hip-hop stuff and everything like that, but they did it in a good way where it's not just like, hey, we went on Google Images, we found a picture of Biggie, we put it on the shirt, because that
it's clever.
It's clever, it's interesting. When I wear it, people are like, oh, that's tight or whatever. So well, not that many, but people, if you know, you know. It's that one of those things. And so I like those type of things more than just like, let me get your picture on a t-shirt. Because I feel like not only am I saying, you know, I appreciate this person, but also I put some thought into my homage. I didn't just go get you a gift card to Target and say Merry Christmas, because that's like no thought.
Yeah. I agree with that.
But in the show notes, we'll probably include some links to a couple places where you can get some interesting, like, shirts that reference things in an interesting way. I'll have to find the one I was talking about. I'll put a link to it in the show notes, or I'll send you a link so we can put it in there. But I think there's a good way to do it, and there's a bad way or a wrong way to do it. Unfortunately, people will do both because there's money in it. But to do it right, it takes a little more time. So I want to talk for a couple seconds a little bit about just, I guess it ties into our last topic about just doing a good job. So a while back, like October, November 19, I did a logo design for somebody, like a real estate agent person. And during the process, I'd give her a sample or a couple samples, and then she was showing them to the people in her office. So there's a bunch of other real estate agents that work there, whatever. She would show them to them and then come back and feel like, oh, can you tweak this thing? Can you do this? Can you show it to me in this color? That type of stuff. Kind of annoying to me, because I'm like, why? Like, just, you know, we can't make a decision by committee because it's going to take too long and it's going to affect your pockets. So I'd let her know, you know, there's going to be additional charge for all these back and forths. But we finally made it through, got her logo to her, I forget when, but we finished it up. And she was like, great, thanks. Everyone in my office likes it. I'm going to tell them. So I'm like, okay, cool. So since then, I've been hit up by at least 3 different people that work with her asking for logos. And I know we've talked before about like the importance of doing a good job and all that type of stuff, but I think this is another thing where like doing a good job can't pay off, where now I don't even look for work. I'm not looking for work. That work, it just came to me, and it was all just off of like her. Well, I guess she enjoyed the experience and she got something she liked, and also the people she worked with, they saw the process and they're like, okay, yeah, I can tell somebody what I want and hopefully get to the same outcome or whatever, or similar outcome. So I just wanted to share that, like, some of the stuff we say is actually true.
Those are design testimonial.
Yeah, I should probably ask her for one of those. But I mean, like, in this case, like, I don't need her testimonial. She's my business card right now. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. No, I'm saying that was your design test. Never mind.
Oh, yeah. I'm trying to share my testimony.
Yeah. Well, no, that's good. When your own advice works.
Yeah, yeah. If it hadn't, then it'd be a struggle. But I think it's good to be like kind of strict, somewhat strict about like, okay, I'm going to only give you these many revisions and we're going to have to raise the price or whatever, or, you know, this is how the contract goes. So I can't be switching it up. But I think you should have some room for some flexibility so that, I've had somebody, like that same client, she asked me for the logo in a different color, like a few months later. And I'm like, okay, no problem. And I just sent it to her. And she came back and was like, yo, can I give you some money for this? I was like, yeah, give me a few dollars. But it wasn't a big deal because I had already, she was fine with doing that because she understood that I had already done a lot for her in terms of the logo stuff and all the revisions and everything, yeah. Especially because I made it clear at the beginning, like, this cause covers this many revisions.
Yeah. So, yeah. So you set the expectation and then,
yep.
You know, it's nice when things work out that way. It's like, oh, that actually worked. Because you can psych yourself up and be like, ooh, if I actually say this, then it's not going to go that way. Like, they're going to back out and, you know, or, you know, you hear somebody needs something and you just want to like, well, should I help them? Should I drop it? You know, should I, you know?
Yeah.
You know? So. I get it.
All right. Well, thanks for tuning in, everyone. I forgot what I was going to say. Yeah, unfortunately, we don't have any Kobe or Nipsey products in our shop on our website. But
you can go there. You can go to the Marathon store website and get some Nipsey products.
Or you can, I'm sure there's Kobe stuff everywhere. I don't know where. So I was on eBay for something.
I heard Nike sold
them. Yeah, I was on eBay and I saw they were selling like some regular like Kobe's that wouldn't go for that much for like $300.
Oh, dang. Yeah, people were vultures, man.
Yeah, that's all. But I mean, I think it goes along with what we were saying before. Like, they're literally just, if there was really fans, they would be holding on to it. But nah, they're letting all that go.
Yeah. Yeah. It's, yeah, I don't know.
Yep.
It's nasty. So.
But anyway, thanks for tuning in. Are things clearing up in the parking lot?
Yeah, I probably need to pull out.
And that's what she said. So we'll catch y'all next week or 2 weeks from now when our next episode comes out.
Bye. Thanks for watching.